With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. You know that feeling when you're killing it at work, landing awesome projects, maybe even getting compliments from your boss, but deep down you're whispering, they're gonna find out I'm a fraud any minute now. That, my friends, is imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. It's like this sneaky little gremlin that whispers doubts in your ear and makes you question your every achievement. But guess what? You're not alone. Imposter syndrome affects people from all walks of life, CEOs, artists, even astronauts. Today, we're diving deep into this common experience, sharing a personal story about how I battled it myself, and uncovering some practical strategies to silence that inner critic for good. So, buckle up, because things are about to get real. First off, let's talk about recognizing the signs. Ever feel like you're constantly needing validation from others? Do you downplay your accomplishments, attributing them to luck or timing instead of your own hard work and talent? Are you afraid to take risks or speak up because you're convinced you're not good enough? These are all classic signs that imposter syndrome might be holding you back. Now, here's the thing. Our brains are wired for survival, right? So when we face challenges, our primal instincts kick in, and sometimes they throw us a curveball called self-doubt. It's like a built-in alarm system that tells us, hey, this could be dangerous, be careful. But the problem is sometimes that alarm goes off even when there's no real danger. That's where stoicism comes in. This ancient philosophy isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them and learning to manage them effectively. It's about recognizing that we can't control everything around us, but we can control our reactions. So, how do we combat imposter syndrome with a stoic mindset? Number 1. Reframe your thoughts. When those negative voices start whispering doubts in your ear, challenge them. Ask yourself for evidence to support those claims. Is there really proof that you're not qualified or capable? Or are you just letting fear take the reins? Secondly, celebrate your successes big and small. Don't downplay your accomplishments or dismiss them as luck. Acknowledge your hard work, your dedication, and the skills you've honed. You deserve to be proud of what you've achieved. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. Instead of dwelling on things outside your influence, channel your energy into areas where you can make a real difference. Set achievable goals, break them down into smaller steps, and celebrate each milestone along the way. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. We're all human, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. Embrace those imperfections as opportunities for growth and learning. Now, let me tell you a quick story about my own battle with imposter syndrome. Back when I was starting out as a podcast host, I felt like an absolute fraud. I constantly worried that people would realize I wasn't actually qualified to be sharing my thoughts on such important topics. But then I realized something: everyone has their own unique experiences and perspectives to offer. My voice, even if it was just a small one in the vast ocean of podcasts, had value. So I decided to embrace the journey, imperfections and all. I focused on creating content that was authentic and genuine, sharing my personal stories and insights, and connecting with listeners who resonated with what I had to say. Slowly but surely, those doubts faded away, replaced by a sense of purpose and confidence. Remember, you're not alone in this fight. Imposter syndrome is a common experience, but it doesn't have to define you. By cultivating a stoic mindset, challenging your negative thoughts, celebrating your successes, and focusing on what you can control, you can silence that inner critic and step into your full potential. So go out there, be bold, take risks, and share your unique voice with the world. Don't forget to subscribe to Calm Over Chaos so you don't miss an episode. And if you found this episode helpful, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Let me know what other challenges you're facing. I want to hear from you. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.